Good morning, Laguna Beach. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. My name is Don Shortino, pastor of Laguna Beach Networks. And each week we look at a song lyric or two and recognize that these lines are heart cries or prayers that are common to humanity. They're what I call themes of the heart concerning our journey here on earth. Life's a journey that invites and demands us to find answers beyond ourselves, giving us the love and help we need so we can live in love as God intended. My desire is to give us some help and hope connecting our heart cries with heaven. Today I want to continue our series called The Adventure of It All. You know, this is a sequel to our last series called The Story of Your Life. This is about a connection within, our desires and our heart cries for more of life. I believe life is meant to be a journey that takes us into all the more of life, like a river and not a pond, which is stagnant. But a river that's ongoing and has movement and taking you somewhere new and downstream, so to speak. Life's an adventure that will take us where we have never gone before, and that's the adventure of it all. It's up to us to make the decision and keep making the decision to surrender, so to speak, to the river, to the adventure, to the unknown of life, to the new and the more of life. There's a good song I want to play by Sugarland, the new song for me. It's called Something More. Here's some of the lyrics. There's got to be something more, got to be more than this. I need a little less hard time. I need a little more bliss. I'm going to take some chances, taking a chance I might find what I'm looking for. There's got to be something more. 5 years and there's no doubt that I'm burnt out. I've had enough. So now, boss man, here's my 2 weeks. I'll make it short and sweet, so listen up. I could work my life away, but why? I got things to do before I die. There's got to be something more, got to be something more than this. I need a little less hard time, I need a little more bliss. I'm going to take my chances, taking a chance. I might find what I'm looking for. There's got to be something more. You best believe that I'm not going to wait, because there's got to be something more. Enjoy the song.
Downtime to drink some red wine and celebrate.
I like that song because it challenges us. It reminds us to recognize that there is more. There, that it's easy to settle for the good of what we have. It's easy to think that, well, this is all I can have, and I better stay cautious and not ask for more. And you know, sometimes we shortchange ourselves a whole lot when we think that way. And so sometimes to be reminded, and I hope the series will remind us that there's more, that there's always a risk to take the more, that it's an adventure, if you will. It's not something that we have to be afraid of and kind of endure the process, but we need to be able to recognize adventure is full of risk. I want to have a quote here that really helps us to understand adventure. Our preferences for stability and security blind us to the opportunities for adventure. I like that. Our preferences for stability and security blind us to the opportunities for adventure when they present themselves. Adventures are events, dramas, and stories into which individuals and communities are swept up, their end uncertain and their plot indescribable. In an adventure, we become players in a larger drama that unfolds as we go. However, there is no real control over the beginning or the end of the journey. We must simply choose to see it through or opt out. And while we cannot fully predict where the adventure will take us, we do get to shape and direct the final outcomes through our action or non-action. Because of all this, an adventure fully engages the adventurer. It is packed with risk and reward, uncertainty and vindication, threat and promise. Wow, I really like that quote. Just to stay in that and think about that is really something that I think stimulates me and gets my juices going. You know, today I thought of three aspects of the journey of our life that's revealed in the Bible. Thinking of the children of Israel when they were 400 years in Egypt as slaves. And then from Egypt, they moved into the desert. And the desert was necessary and part of the journey. And then from the desert, they moved into the promised land. And they did this with God's help and orchestration and guidance. And he was the shepherd to them through this whole process. But I want to look at each one of these today because the Egypt, the desert, and the promised land is really something that we move from one to the other, to the other, to the other, and back and forth again. And I believe that life continues to perpetuate these three kind of realities. And they're not bad. You know, being in Egypt sometimes it's necessary because it prepares us. And it teaches us, shows us that I want out of here. And then being in the desert has its necessary instructing realities for us that we learn many things in the desert. We prioritize in the desert. So I want to just look at some of these for a minute. And I think this will help us in the way of maybe identifying where are you at right now in your journey. These are just tools to kind of look at the journey and in these three distinct ways. So Egypt, I think, is a place or a season in our lives where we find ourselves kind of in a box, in bondage. The children of Israel were slaves. They were bored, and being bored is a state of disconnection. And so we're really not doing our full potential. We're just kind of in doing what we're doing, and that's it. Also, Egypt could be a place of despair, so many other things I think you can look at. But it's a time and place where we're in touch with our hearts and our cries for freedom and for help. And so Egypt is a necessary thing because it shows us that there's more. It all of a sudden becomes a box and it closes in on us. It becomes boring. It becomes something that has us, and we're become maybe a robot to all the things of life. Our relationships become robotic. We're not growing. We're not stimulated. Our work becomes robotic. We get up every morning, put our pants on, do the same old, and then we come home and we do the same again. And so, you know, that's a place that isn't God's best for us, and it's certainly a restricted place where contained in that place of being in Egypt. But I think Egypt can also be a place of spiritual connection to find God and his help to move us on. And sometimes we need the outside stimulus to remind us. I remember a friend coming from Costa Rica and telling me, Don, you stopped dreaming. You need to dream again. And that really helped me to stimulate me, to get me out of a place of boredom, prepared my heart for the journey of the next season. And so sometimes we need the help of others, horizontal help and the vertical help from God, to even show us that we're in this kind of a season and place of Egypt-like. And then from moving on out of Egypt, from being released, if you will, sometimes it's a radical release, sometimes it's an addiction, sometimes it's a bondage in a bad relationship, whatever it is, bad job, bad whatever, and it's time to get out. And so when you recognize this and you do the necessary work to get out and you find yourself out, then you're in the desert kind of time. You're on your way to the not yet, to the new, but it's a journey to get there. And so the desert is something, as we leave Egypt, we're moving into a new aspect of our journey. We're going forward to a new season and or a new place, and it's the unknown. We leave the old to journey into the more of our destiny, another chapter of the book of our lives. And I believe it's an inside-out journey where we make changes internally and externally. We make adjustments on our perspectives and our expectations, how we are seeing ourselves, what we're saying about who we are and what we can have. Just our belief system gets challenged in the desert to make sure that we're moving forward and that we're internally in agreement with, I can have more. This is for me to take this journey. I can do this journey. And courage is a necessary factor to take this journey in the desert and through the desert to get to the promised land. See, the desert is not to be our home, but it's a preparation for the promised land. And the promised land is a sense, a place of home, a homecoming, and that we make home in the promised land, and that's really important. But reaching out and depending on the good help from God and friends is part of getting through our desert time. And it's really necessary and important. We need guides in the desert many times. We need advisors and help in the desert because the desert sometimes just is oppressive. The heat of the desert, if you will, the intensity, the unknown of it all, just really demands that we reach out beyond ourselves. And that's the whole basis of spirituality. That's why I say each week in my intro of Stairway to Heaven is that life's a journey that invites and demands us to reach out beyond ourselves for the help we need. And so God is there, and good people hopefully are there in place, and we learn to receive the good help from them and the guidance from them. And we're able then to negotiate and navigate through the desert. So the promised land, and some people would call it a garden even, it's a place of inheritance. It's a new season. It's a time of promotion, of coming into the more of life. I believe it's a place of reward and refreshment from the journey, advancement. These are new opportunities, new responsibilities. I believe we come into like a new stature of growth and being. Because we've navigated and negotiated something that cost us, and we've grown from that, and we've become a stronger person in our identity and even in our purpose. And I also believe the Promised Land is a time to give thanks for the help that's been given to us. And so these three things, I think, are necessary parts. And I don't think we arrive in the Promised Land and stay in the Promised Land. I think the Promised Land is meant to give us a taste and convince us that we can keep on this journey to the very last day and attaining the more And I don't think we stay in the promised land all the time. I think there's seasons when we certainly love to be in the promised land, to stay in the promised land. But I find that we get booted out of the promised land in a sense, because by ourselves, we make the promised land into a place of Egypt. It becomes boring. It becomes a box, if you will. And then we settle for the good of the promised land, but there's more. And I believe God, in his love for us, moves us out of the box of the promised land, which has become an Egypt type thing. And he moves us into the desert and then moves us back into a new promised land. And I believe that just continues to be a secular pattern in our lives. I've been a student of this and see this in many people's lives. And certainly you see it in the Bible. And certainly I've seen it in my life as I've been attentive to this. The journey to me is an adventure. It's a mixed bag. It's wonderful, and yet it's a dreaded reality. It's passionate and yet painful. It's not without fear, but the fear is not to dictate to us and control us. The fear is to be addressed and challenged by us with the courage that we get inside and from a connection, I believe, with God and friends, and then we do what our hearts are showing us to do, and we press through the fears and come into a new place of life and living. So each season of our lives can be an adventure if we have this mindset and understanding. And I think it is a mindset. And I think if we do understand it, it shifts our mindset, our paradigm, our way of thinking. And then adventure becomes something that becomes, I think, an awakened reality, and not to be feared, but it's something to be an invitation for our lives, calls us into more. You know, there's a great song here by Eddie Vedder. It's called Guaranteed. And listen to some of the lyrics. On bended knee is no way to be free. Lifting up an empty cup, I ask silently that all my destinations will accept the one that's me, so I can breathe. Circles, they grow and they swallow people whole. Half their lives, they say goodnight to their wives they'll never know. Got a mind full of questions and a teacher in my soul, so it goes. Don't come closer or I'll have to go, holding me like gravity are places that pull. If ever there was someone to keep me at home, it would be you. Everyone I come across in cages they bought, they think of me and my wandering, but I'm never what they thought. Got my indignation, but I'm pure in all my thoughts. I'm alive. Wind in my hair, I feel part of everywhere. Underneath my being is a road that disappeared late at night. I hear the trees, they're singing with the dead overhead. Leave it to me as I find a way to be, consider me a satellite forever orbiting. I knew all the rules, but the rules did not know me. Guaranteed. So enjoy this song. I love Eddie Vedder, and this song is really good.
I part of everywhere. Underneath my bin is a road that disappears. Late at night I hear the trees, they're singing with the dead overhead. Leave it to me as I find a way to be. Consider me a satellite forever orbiting. I knew all the rules, but the rules did not know me. Guarantee.
I'm excited to be on this series of the adventure of it all, and I hope that this would encourage you to embrace your journey and to recognize, take some time this week, where am I in the journey? Where am I in this journey of life? And how am I doing with the adventure of it all? Am I enduring the journey, or am I embracing the journey? I want to leave that with you. Are you enduring the journey, or you're embracing the journey and the adventure therein? So feel free to call me at 949-7230 or come and visit us on a Sunday morning at the Women's Club just behind Ralph's Supermarket at 10 a.m. We're a Christian community in Laguna Beach wanting to be followers of Jesus, making him visible and relevant to our city and beyond. Look forward to talking with you next Sunday, 7:30 a.m., our next Stairway to Heaven broadcast. Also come to Laguna Exchange, our nonprofit store, the corner of Anita and PCH. We're a buy-sell trade store featuring trendy, upscale, vintage clothes for women and men. Profits from the store help us help people in Laguna come into a new season of life. So have a great week.